Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
The Fossil at Cherokee. Given the scale of what once was, it wouldn't be difficult to call the place Siouxland's biggest fossil, a sprawling, endless petrifaction. Walk out of the door of the lobby, keep the walls on your left, and circle the entire place. It'll take you the better part of a half hour because the place is gargantuan. A century ago, it had to have been perfectly colossal because 115 years later, it still is. If you've never seen it, drive up sometime. It'll stop you in your tracks. When the legislature decided Iowa's new hospital for the insane would be planted in the far northwest, frontier towns knew bringing the castle home would put their community on the map. Politics drove things along a century ago, just as they do today. In Des Moines, the battle raged. Storm Lake's candidacy got bumped when some pseudoscientists claimed that the water was far too inviting as a means whereby lunatics commit suicide. That's their language and not mine. Lamar's became the favorite, but some now largely unremembered bill about liquor angered Lamar's leaning Democrats, whose favor then swung Sheldon's way. Who knows whose ear got bent and how, but when the smoke and fire cleared, Cherokee won the hospital for the insane. The dimensions of that decision are themselves stunning. It was built big enough to hold 1,000 patients on 840 rural acres a mile west of town. It's hung with 1,810 windows and 1,000 doors for 550 rooms, 23 dining rooms, 30 baths, and 18 mop closets. Its foundation of Sioux Falls granite is 1.25 miles around. Dr. Thomas Story Kirkbride created the design. He preached an enlightened gospel, to wit, that the treatment of mental illness required environs that looked like home, not prison. Kirkbride's moral treatment theories dictated marble fireplaces, spacious hallways, elaborate lighting. Still today, Cherokee Mental Institute looks like a dozen Downton Abbeys. The grounds are well kept, trees so tall and strong that one can only imagine what this behemoth looked like standing atop a bare plain with nary a tree in sight. It was a city on a hill. Still, there's something from Edgar Allan Poe here. You expect bolts of lightning, men with vacant eyes and unreasonable smiles, inmates in straitjackets or chains, hideous laughter ratcheting into screams. The place looks like horror, and for many, I'm sure it was a place you were blessed to leave. But a woman who grew up just down the hill told me she got used to seeing men and women in white walking through their garden. She never minded it, really never felt particularly afraid, because the patients who'd wander weren't vicious or violent. Most were on their way back. But it is a fossil because it holds remains of a time in the history of our treatment of the mentally ill that has almost nothing to do with today. Part of the place is a ghost town. For decades, the Cherokee Hospital for the Insane was a palace people used as a dumping ground. They brought their grotesques here and left them because once upon a time, we hid away people we considered embarrassments. Cemetery holds the graves of 800 patients who died here, but none has a name because even in death, they were unwanted. If the moral character of a society can be assessed by its treatment of its most vulnerable, then the story of the Cherokee Institute, this sprawling city on a hill, is full of and even haunted by stories of what we've been and who we are. You can arrange a tour. There's even a basement museum you won't forget. And to be sure, great work still goes on at and in the city on a hill. Drive up sometime and see for yourself. It'll take your breath away.